God loves you. He cares about you. Somebody say amen. Amen. He loves you enough to, you know, to let you into this thing, and His grace will keep you there. I tell you what, the love of God is enough to have you make it. Amen. And God wants everybody to make it. Say amen.
Amen.
And God wants us all to have a piece of that kingdom life. And kingdom life, you know, I'm not just talking about getting to go to heaven. Thank God we get to go to heaven. But I'm talking about living a peaceful life. How would you like to have a little bit of kingdom life here on earth, you know? The kingdom of God is righteousness. Everybody say righteousness. And just living in the right way. Amen. Peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Everybody say righteousness.
Righteousness.
Peace. And joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Well, that's what God wants all of us to live in. And you know what? Sometimes we do stuff that causes us to come out of that kingdom when God designs us to be there. And many of us think the kingdom of God is just about when we get to the sweet by and by. But I tell you what, the righteous life for you is the life that God designed for you to live. Everybody in here has a life that God's destined for you. God has a plan for you. There's something He wants you to do. There's something you can do. You got dreams and goals and desires on the inside of you. Somebody say amen. And some of those things that God put in your heart, some, you know, some of it might be business, some might be ministry. I mean, some of it might be God wants you to do well. And it might seem like you can't grab a hold of it or that it will never happen. Well, I tell you what, that thing that God put on the inside of you, it's the will of God. And you've got to grab a hold of it with all of your heart and all of your faith. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That's kingdom life. Somebody say righteousness.
Righteousness.
Doing the right thing. Doing the right thing. You know, this kingdom of God, how many see people that have a peace about their life? God doesn't want us to be miserable about life and upset about life and dredging the things that we have to do every day. When we wake up in the morning, darn, why do I have to get up again? Can't I go to sleep till Saturday? God doesn't want that for us. God wants us to wake up and get excited about where we have to go. Somebody say amen?
Amen.
You know what? If you're called to do what you do on a daily basis, guess what that is? That's righteousness. If God's called you to go to work at a particular company and do all those things, and you're doing exactly what God wants you to do with all of your heart, all of your mind, and all of your soul, guess that if you're doing the right thing, the will of God for your life, that is righteousness. And not only does God want you to be happy about what you're doing and the way you're living, amen, but He wants you to have a peace about it. Because there are certain people that want to do something, but they just don't have a peace about it. You know, I believe that me pastoring a church and feeding the sheep of God and studying the Bible and trying to help people, you know, by talking to them about God, that's the will of God for me. But it can get better than that. You know, God wants us to be able to do what He called us to do in peace. Every once in a while, you have to step out of some stuff, but it's not too peaceful when you step out into it. There's some challenges there. The devil, how many of you want to start a business? As soon as you start a business, it just turned out great. It was just wonderful. No, it doesn't work that way sometimes. Every once in a while, you'll step out in some stuff and you get a little cold feet and it gets nervous. You got to battle a little bit. But you know what? The kingdom of God, somebody say kingdom life, is where you're able to do what God told you to do without any fear, without any regret, amen, in peace. Somebody say peace. You can have a peace about your job. You can have a peace about what you're doing, even when you don't understand things. There are ways that we can live in peace and be settled about it. How many of you want to have peace about what you do on a daily basis? Wow! Where you just know that I'm what God wants me to do, and not only am I doing it, I'm peaceful in doing that thing. There are certain people, you know, sometimes you can get out there and do what God wants you to do, but if you don't walk in authority, and if you don't walk in boldness, amen, and you don't do certain things the way God wants you to and teach yourself about faith, you'll never be able to do that in peace. It's not enough to do it, but you've got to do it with the peace of God. And the peace of God doesn't necessarily come when all of our problems go away. Somebody say, amen. We got to learn to have peace in the midst of the storm. Troubles don't last always. But you got to learn to say, as soon as you get to the point, you say, hey, even though the storm's out there and stuff's going on, it's not going to steal my peace. I refuse to be worried about it. I refuse to be upset about it. I refuse to get afraid about it. I'm not even going to be concerned about it. I'm just going to have the peace of God no matter what. I say, I know one thing, I'm not going to worry about it. Somebody say, glory to God. Peace. Everybody say, the kingdom of God, it's righteousness. There are some things just right. I tell you what, when you believe something on the inside of your heart, it's just right to do it. And every once in a while you get evil people around you. They don't want you to follow your heart. They don't want you to follow your dreams. They want to destroy you. They want to crush you. I tell you what, anything that causes you to go astray from what God wants you to do, that's evil. Somebody say amen. Amen. Go for the righteous thing, even though you don't understand it. Amen. Righteousness, peace. And after you get that peace, what do you get? Somebody say, that's not enough just to have peace about life. You need to get joy in the Holy Ghost. Supernatural joy. I know some people that have the righteous life. They're probably doing what God wants them to do. They got a peace about that, but they don't have any fire in their life whatsoever. They're the biggest bores you ever met. I mean, just extremely boring. You know, they just live day by day, nothing going on. But, you know, this life that we have in Christ, it's exciting. Not only is it exciting, it's supernatural. So God wants us to get to the point to where we enjoy our life. Amen. We're doing what God wants us to do in the flesh. We've got peace in our souls. But we've got Holy Ghost joy in our spirits. And that's called completeness. So say righteousness in the flesh. By doing what the Holy Ghost wants us to do. Peace in our soul or in our mind. God wants you to have, what do you do in your head? Nothing. The only battle you have to do in your head is have peace. Your steps, what you do in the natural, do righteously. Amen? Are you under? Am I confusing you a little bit? We are tripart beings. We're spirit, soul, and body. And when, I tell you what, kingdom life is when people walk in wholeness or in completeness. They're balanced. They're healthy in their natural, you know, their body's doing the right thing. Amen. They're walking in righteousness with their flesh. Glory to God. And in their minds have got the peace of God. Amen. And their minds don't have the peace of God because things are together. Amen. They just settled in their mind. Amen. They're not going to let the devil come and rule their mind with depression anymore. Fear anymore. You just got to refuse to be afraid. You got to refuse to be depressed. Somebody say amen. If you just keep your mind, if you keep your mind stayed on Jesus, everything will be all right. It really will. Then after you get there, amen? After you get there, then you can go crazy, amen? Then you can get over to the supernatural side. Anybody watch Oprah? They're trying to get there, but we've been there a long time, amen? They say after you get your soul together, after you get, you know, that your social or your psychological self together with peace, amen? Only peace can put your psyche together, okay? Then you need to grab a hold of the spiritual realm. Everybody say, that's joy in the Holy Ghost. That's all God wants you to have in your spirit is supernatural. Somebody say, joy, unspeakable, and full of glory. That's what God wants for you. He wants you to come into his presence, and I tell you what, by the time you get there, you just get intoxicated with the presence of God. I can show you videotapes. I can show you some things with people. You have no idea how powerful God is until he gets a hold of you. If you just yield to the Spirit of God, he'll bless you. So say righteousness, peace, and that's not all. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Do you know about the joy in the Holy Ghost? Amen. You'll learn. Keep coming to these meetings. But there are certain things that will cause us not to be balanced in trying to grab a hold of those things. Okay? There are things that will try to keep us out of this kingdom life that God wants us to have. And I want to talk to you a little bit about those things. No matter how hard I preach, amen, no matter how hard we sing, no matter how many services you attend, all these things, you'll never grab a hold of that kingdom life. I see people do it all the time. Until you realize you got to find your enemies, amen, to kingdom life. You know, God wants us to have kingdom. He wants us to escape this realm of, you know, of just mess and go on to better life. Anybody remember slavery days? Them slaves would escape up in Maryland. You couldn't escape from Texas. I mean, where are you going to go, Mississippi? Glory to God. But up in Maryland, you had a good chance of running away, amen. They didn't have no railroad down here because they'd never make it, amen.
They're going to stay right down there in Beaumont, amen, or wherever they were, amen. They weren't going to go anywhere else. But up there on the east, in Maryland, you know, they had the Underground Railroad, and every once in a while, slaves would break away. Glory to God, amen. They would escape and they'd run. But you know they wouldn't let them go that quickly. They're not going to let them go that fast. You know the devil doesn't want to let you go that easily. Don't you know there are bounty hunters out there for you? You ain't made it free. Glory to God. The devil's got the dogs out after you. You know what I'm saying? The dogs are out there. I mean, he didn't set the battery. Because you know what? The devil needs you. Because he can't receive anything from God. Everything the devil gets from God, guess where he gets it? He steals it from dumb believers. So the devil, you know, he's a thief. He can't receive anything. He doesn't own anything. Everything he got, he gypped somebody out of it. He stole. He got down here because he gypped Adam and Eve. Amen. And people said, how did the devil get all that money? Ripping us off. He didn't get anything from God. He was kicked out of heaven. I mean, he didn't, you know, and it wasn't like he got to take people with him. They were all kicked out together. Wasn't like they packed up and just had a church split. No, they were evicted, and he had absolutely nothing. And what the devil does have, he gets it from people that don't know who they are in God. Let me say amen.
Amen.
So why don't you think God, the devil don't want to let you go? He loves it when you just get enough to be dangerous. Amen. You get enough to get an extra $100. He said, I'll have it next week. You know, there are certain people that get out there and get blessed for about 6 months. They get real stock, get cocky, lose everything. The devil got it all. What happened? Devil got it. Somebody say amen. Amen. Bounty hunters. Everybody say bounty hunters. You need to identify bounty hunters in your life. And those things, if you hang out with them, if they catch you, boy, they'll drag your butt right back into bondage, right back into slavery. And I tell you what, there is that is not kingdom life. Somebody say amen. Know ye not that unrighteousness, somebody say unrighteousness, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Wow. What do you, everybody say unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, Christ is our righteousness. First of all, you'll never grab a hold of this good life that we're talking about when you live outside of your heart. On the inside of your heart, when you receive Jesus Christ in your heart, guess what happens to you? You become whiter than snow. Amen. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen for that. That means that deep within your heart, after you receive Jesus Christ, you can learn to trust that Spirit speaking on the inside of you because you're totally righteous. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
On the inside of you, that Spirit on the inside of you is going to tell you what to do. Somebody say, inspiration. Righteous people have the ability to follow the inspiration on the inside of their heart. And the action and the act of following through and walking in righteousness or following the voice of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, that's called righteousness. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now check this out. Unrighteousness, who is that? Hallelujah. Okay. We need to turn that off. Well, why don't we put it out in the lobby? Hallelujah. Let's just not do it again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Righteousness. Somebody say righteousness.
Righteousness.
Shall not. Everybody say shall not.
Shall not.
Inherit. The kingdom of God. That means if you're living outside of what you feel led and called to do on the inside of your heart, you'll never inherit this kingdom life that God wants you to have. You've got to be obedient to the inspiration on the inside of you to grab a hold of full righteousness. And you can never have total righteousness saying, well, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll grab a hold of that goal tomorrow. Amen.
You'll never have peace on the inside of you always wondering about what you should have done or whether you could have made it. Amen? Somebody say, follow the voice of God, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. That's righteousness. Unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And somebody said, aren't you going to get into rules and regulations? Yeah, we're going to tear them up. We got them all here. They coming. Amen. We'll get there. Amen. But the bottom line is God wants you to hear his voice and obey. You can try to do all kinds of things, but until people get to the point to where they want to yield to the Holy Ghost and be obedient, there's nothing you can do to do for them. Absolutely nothing. You can preach till you're blue in the face, play all kinds of games. You can give away all your money to them. You can do whatever you can do. But until they get to the point to where they will become obedient to the Holy Ghost, guess what? They'll never grab a hold of the kingdom of God. Unrighteousness, and unrighteousness is just unrighteousness, okay, will never inherit the kingdom of God. Some say, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. It says there are certain people that are sitting out there being deceived. They think these things are for their life. Listen, don't be deceived, neither fornicators. So say, glory to God. How many of you want to grab a hold of good life? So I said, well, does that mean we're not supposed to have sex? Every good and perfect thing came from God above. Amen? Amen. Right. I tell you what, somebody say, Holy Ghost sex. Amen? Amen. Oh, we have to go there. Amen? People think we're trying to take things from them. Say, what does that mean? You gotta be a monk, a priest somewhere stuck up at the top of the hill? No, you just do it God's way. And you can have the best. Somebody say, glory to God. You can have the best of what God has for you when you do it his way. And you don't have to worry about dying of AIDS or something. Amen? Somebody say, glory to God. There are certain people because they think that certain things will give them wholeness. There are certain people that always find a new person to sleep with because they think, well, this one's going to be the mind blower. Amen? And if I can just get with this one, I'll be completely satisfied. There are people that leave 10 people. This one wasn't good enough. That one wasn't good enough. I'm going there. Amen. Why? Because they're trying to find fulfillment. Some say fornicate. You know, there's certain reason why people do certain things. They're looking for something that other people, like we sang tonight, nobody but Jesus can satisfy. Amen. And if you think, you know, there are certain people that are addicted. I mean, we just got to get there. I can, you know, it's just reality. It's not that God gets mad because somebody does something. He's just trying to tell you straight up. You're not going to get it from that. I mean, know people like that. I know people like, I mean, addicted. Somebody say, addicted. You know what? And as long as that addiction is there, as long as you expect fulfillment to come from that stuff, if I only had the right woman, if I only had the right man, people leave their husbands and wives because they just couldn't make it happen the way they felt it should happen. I'm teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. People skip around issues and wonder why we never grab a hold of, you know, kingdom life the way God wants us to grab a hold of it. Amen? What is the root? And everybody think fornication, someone just always going around doing something. There's a reason why people do that. Because they think it's going to give them fulfillment. People that have that mindset are never really going to find the fulfillment that God wants them to have. And as soon as you find what God wants you to have, you can have it all. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Did I do a good job with that one? Amen. Somebody say, neither idolaters. It's the same thing. These are all things, one not greater, one not worse than the other. All these people are trying to find things that give them fulfillment. If I just get the biggest house, I like diamonds. If I just get the baddest ring, you know, I thought I was doing good. I found a 1-carat out there, amen, and I thought I was making it. And then Tommy had to bust my bubble. I know a man, he got an 8-carat diamond, you know. You know, idolaters. There are certain people that think that godliness is great gain. God wants us to be prospered. He wants us to be prospered. He wants you to have the best. God will give you the best. God does not want you broke. He wants you loaded. And I know that. But if you think your loadedness is godliness, you're crazy. There are certain people that think, you know, godliness is great gain. No, it's not. No, and Jesus is. Amen. Idolaters will never inherit the kingdom of God, ever. Why? Because God keeps them out? No, they don't have what it takes. That's why fornicators don't get there, because God's mad at people. No, it's because they're not looking to get there. You understand why these things are true? Also, somebody say idolatry. Adultery. Somebody say adulterers. Adulterers don't get there either. Why? Because God just gets mad. Yeah, he hates sin and all those things. But the issue is that they really don't have the mindset to be whole. They don't have the mindset to be complete. They're looking for things and, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places. You got to look to Jesus. And you'll get that fulfillment. Amen? And you'll get that wholeness and you'll get that peace. And I tell you what, if you seek first, somebody say first, the kingdom of God and his what? Then what? All these other things will be added unto you. Somebody say, we're getting kingdom life. Said, nor effeminate. That basically means people like to dress up like women and do weird, freaky stuff. Amen? You're not going to find fulfillment in life because you want to wear your mama's shoes. There are certain people that think that, you know, my mommy messed me up when I was little. You know, and if I can just fix this problem, I'll be okay. They go through all these little trippy things. Amen? You can't, you know, you're not going to get any kind of life that way. It's only going to come from submitting to Jesus Christ and deciding to live and be who he wants you to be. Somebody say amen. Now it says, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. And those are sodomites and all that weird stuff. Somebody say glory to God. You know, it's not, when you look in crazy stuff, of course you all know these things. Amen. You're not going to grab a hold of the life that God wants you to have. Amen. You're not going to find it in the bottom of a trash heap. Amen? Some say, look up. Good Lord, please look up. Amen? I'm trying to be positive about all these things because God wants us to have righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost and fullness of life. And we got certain people that, you know, you can have it all. And we know where it is. Somebody say, glory to God. I promise you, God won't let you down. But you won't find it in any of these things. Amen? Some say, nor thieves. Glory to God. If you like stealing, you'll never grab a hold of kingdom life. Amen? Stealing is just a nasty, terrible thing. All liars and thieves will find their place in the lake of fire. The Bible says that. Amen? So stop stealing if you don't want to burn in hell. It's not acceptable. Amen? Don't ever steal. Nor do you lie. And if you do, you need to repent. Glory to God. Now we think it's all these other things. You know, you can't get away with. Don't steal. People have no fear of God whatsoever in their life and wonder why they're not grabbing hold of kingdom life. They think God's just a bad person. No, you got all these bounty hunters that you like to hang out with. Somebody say glory. People think, well, this is church. Yeah, saved people do it too. I mean, rip off whatever they can rip off and then go sing to Jesus, shout, dance, roll on the floor, speak in tongues and prophesy. And then they go to jail and blame it on God and wonder why they don't have what God wants them to have. Someone said there's a way that we should live if we want to have fullness, all of the kingdom life that God wants us to have. Somebody say amen. How many want this kingdom life? Righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You're not going to get there from stealing from others, shortcutting. God's going to give you that life. Many of the things are so big for you, it seems impossible that you won't ever grab a hold of it. You'll never get it. I tell you what, you will get it. And you don't have to cheat. You don't have to steal. You don't have to rob. You don't have to chase all these weird things. You don't have to cut any corners. Take your time. Trust in Jesus. You'll get there. Somebody say amen. Nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers. Now, this word revilers, you look at that word right there, somebody say abusers. Abusive people will never grab a hold of the fullness of kingdom life. When you abuse people, amen, you'll never, the Bible sits up here and said, you know, it's in the same rank with the effeminate and all these other things, and people don't think of that. Somebody say abuse is awful. Verbal abuse,
emotional abuse, physical abuse. When we abuse others, we forfeit our right to have fullness of life. Not only are you damaging and destroying, you know, the life that you're messing with and that you're abusing, amen, but you might just get out there and forfeit your own right to have righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, and you're wondering. And you're mad at the other person and blaming them why you can't have fullness of peace. Someone said, it may be abuse. Everybody verbalize this. Everybody say this real loud. I will not hurt anybody. I don't have to. That's the only way it goes. You have to make a decision. You know, I get out there, you know, and certain things, you know, I get out there and boy, do I got a temper and I can be awful. Poor, y'all have to pray for Brother Jesse and Crystal and those of them around here, you know, because I get in a bad mood. I tell you what, Nations Church is hell sometimes. And we think, oh, that's just people being mad. No, that's abuse. No one, everybody say, no one has the right
to hurt
anybody.
Anybody.
Not even in Jesus' name. Now, sometimes you got to speak the truth in love, glory to God. Speak the truth in love and get over it and not let people, you know. But abuse is a different thing. And then we're going to get, somebody said, we're going to get all of that out of our life that we can have the fullness of joy. And God's trying to give us good relationships. We wonder why these relationships don't work. You're too crazy. Somebody say amen. Some of this stuff is just common sense. Why can't I find the right person? Amen. As soon as you find them, you start your mess. Amen. And then you blow your time to have that kingdom marriage. That peaceful marriage. You know, can't we just have peace in our house? Amen. Well, you stop running your mouth so much, stop abusing, maybe it would come. And we're waiting for God. Somebody say, we're waiting for God to do all these things that he's already done. And we just have peace and be who he wants us to be, that stuff will naturally happen. Somebody say amen. I want you to, oh, I feel the Holy Spirit on that. This is a real Holy Ghost meeting, amen. We can sit up here and play games, laugh and crack jokes and do all this other stuff and end up exactly where we are, amen. Or we can let this Bible work on us and improve our lifestyle and make commitments and improve our community. What's improve our community? Let's set some standards for ourselves, amen. That will love one another, that will never hurt anybody. Amen? Isn't this good? We need to teach this all the time because we never taught these things. You know, we're always trying to preach to people out there. Always we preach stuff like this. We think it's for everybody out there in the world, all the people in the bars. Well, they're already going to hell. Whoop-de-doo. This is for us. Amen? This is 1 Corinthians. He didn't write this to the city of Corinth. None of these epistles were written to the city of Corinth. None of these epistles were written to any people out there. Amen? But these epistles, the epistles and things that we read were written to church people. Somebody say glory to God. We don't have to go, you know, everybody ready to go run a revival down in San Francisco. Amen? Go to the third row. Amen? And I said the third row because nobody's sitting on the third row. Amen? And you got more than enough to deal with. Amen? So we can start right now. Amen? And it says, and such. Somebody say, and such were some of these. Y'all are going to get blessed tonight because I'm going to let you go early. Amen? And such were some of you, but you were what? Washed. And you were sanctified. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. It says this, and all things are lawful. You can do whatever you want. You see that there in the Bible? All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. See, there's a lot of stuff out there. You know, we can do, you know, yeah, we figure out we can still go to church and we still can hear Jesus and do, and, you know, we don't have to have all of it. We can just get half of it. But that's not the best. Somebody say, that's not strive. Shoot high. Amen. All things are lawful to me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. So say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
How many of you want to be under? It's either the power of the Holy Ghost or the power of these things. Are you going to be controlled and under the authority and government of the Holy Spirit? Are you going to be governed by your emotions or by your habits or by your hang-ups? And say, I will not be brought under the power of any. How'd you like to be free tonight? How many would you like to be free tonight? You're not going to be brought under the power of any of these things. Meat's for the belly and the belly's for meat. But God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are members with Christ? Shall then I take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? Some say, God forbid. What? Know ye not, and this is for some of us, because we think we could do all kind of crazy stuff, and I don't even know why I'm teaching this on a Holy Ghost night, other than it's what I was led to teach. Amen? Get this in there, because God's trying to help us here. Listen, you need to know this. Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body, but saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Everybody say, flee. Fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? You belong to the Holy Ghost. You belong to God. And God wants to glorify himself in you. Amen? Don't just drag his house everywhere. Somebody say amen? If God says, I go away to prepare a place for you in heaven, he's building a temple for us in heaven, a place to abide in heaven, let's not allow him to live in trash here on earth. Amen in us. So say glory to God. So let us do right with this temple which we are. Amen. Which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. And that settles it right there. We think we can do whatever we want to, but we gave ourselves to Jesus Christ, and we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to God. So if you've gotten those revelations deep on the inside, there are certain things you better not do. So say amen. So I said, Thorne, we just said 3 weeks ago we get to sin now and come up this way. This man's schizophrenic. It's all in the Bible. Amen. For ye are brought with a price. Some say, you've been brought. That's why you can't do certain things. You've been brought, and the price of your purchase was the blood of Jesus Christ. And we have to think about it this way. Jesus Christ didn't die just for everybody. He died for you and for me. Amen? It's already paid for us to be free from these things. Amen? Therefore, because you've been brought, glorify who in your body? Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Why don't you stand up right where you are? It's 10 o'clock on the nose. Amen? Look at somebody and tell them, you are going to make it.